Test, 1, 2.
Test, test, 1, 2, 1.
Can you hear our dogs?
It's bright out here.
It is bright, but it's breezy. It feels good.
Bright and breezy.
We got dogs barking, kids playing.
Neighbors are out, soccer.
Lawnmower down the road.
Lawnmower, couple, yeah, not the ideal setup, but it's beautiful. You know?
Set Oasis right here.
Set Oasis.
I don't have a pool. I don't want to drown. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to Odd Talk with Kurt and Cameron.
Hello, party people. It's Cameron.
I'm Kurt.
That's Kurt. I cut you off there a little bit. Sorry.
It's morning.
I'm eager. Got my coffee in me. I'm ready.
It's a new recording time for us. We're not used to doing this. And a different scenery here.
You hear lawnmowers and weed eaters in the background.
It's raw.
Yeah.
That's how we are.
What you get.
Odd Talk Raw.
Odd Talk Raw Breakfast Edition.
Yes. So hopefully you enjoy.
So, speaking of coffee, I want to recap our poll. We put a poll up on the...
You want to do what with my poll?
I'm going to recap the poll that we posted.
Yep.
On the...
Raw. Wind.
Kurt's,
it's breezy.
Empty beer can from last night.
Yeah, let's throw this in the bonfire.
Diet Mountain Dew, actually.
Yeah, let's throw this in the fire pit.
Okay. We always have the most god-awful starts, dude.
Oh, we're rolling with it.
Oh, I know. But anyway, so the coffee poll that we posted, I made the prediction that 80% of people like coffee. I was wrong, but what was it, 67%?
60-something.
That's pretty solid.
It is. But
majority of people like coffee, so you're weird is what we came down to.
No, just not everybody can be a genius. So only 30-some percent of the population knows what they're doing.
Can operate without coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know that that makes you a genius.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
To an extent, I guess. So you're surprised by that?
By what?
That only 60% like coffee.
Well, I think 80 was a little aggressive. I figured majority would like it. 60 whatever did seem a little low. But, you know.
Sucks.
I just think it's... I mean, what time do you usually get up throughout the week?
It varies. I mean, it could be 5, 4:35. It could be 7. It really just kind of varies, but...
That's I'll give it to you, man. Get up and do your thing and don't need coffee.
Get up, jump in the shower, get ready, and then on my way out the door, hit that. That's all I need
That's your potion to get you going, huh?
Yeah, and usually I can chug that in about 5 minutes, unless I have a far drive, and then, you know, I got to take in consideration I'm probably going to have to stop and use the restroom because I'm getting old. And
you are getting old.
I know.
You're pushing a 40, the big 4-0, aren't you?
I am.
Getting close.
We're going to have an OMG 40th birthday bash. We got a couple years to plan it.
Yeah, we do. I got, mine will be sooner. 30th. 6 months away, dude.
Oh, we need to be throwing that then.
We do. Need to plan. You need to plan me something.
We need to do something.
Yeah.
We'll invite a bunch of people from our page and see who shows up and...
That would
be a good time.
That would be hilarious, actually.
See if we can get, like, a celebrity. Maybe we can get Pat McAfee to show up.
Man, that'd be... I think he's, like... I looked it up one time to see what he would be to come out to an event. And I want to say it's, like, 10 grand just to get his goofy ass to show up. And then it's based on, like, what you want him to do.
They just called him Goofy, and we were going to tag him in the video to try to get him to show up.
We can. He'd probably love it. He tweeted me one time.
So you guys are like this.
Yeah, dude. That was, like... 5 years ago, I'm still kind of riding that one. Pretty cool.
You think he still knows you?
I'll bet he remembers.
I'm sure he has nothing else going on in his life that he probably remembers Cameron Hardwick.
He probably does, dude. Fellow Hoosier, you know.
Yeah, he's doing the college game day now.
College, yeah, he's got a lot going on. He's doing that.
He's getting married soon, too.
He's going on one of the Stephen, I think it's a Stephen A. show. Or it's one of those similar to that. So good for Pat, man.
Yeah. So maybe
happy
we
for you, boom
maybe
stick.
He can do a like a wedding reception / Cameron Hardwick birthday celebration.
Whose wedding?
His. I think he's getting married soon. I just said that.
I don't think he would want us to be any part of his wedding.
Why you guys are like this?
He tweeted me. I'm pretty happy with that. But
it's
if
like,
he
it's like your
invited
family.
Everybody that he's tweeted in his life, Can you imagine?
It's going to be a hell of a party.
That'd be fun.
We'd probably get the biggest ratings we've ever had in our show.
Probably, yeah.
I think we need to do it.
Thanks to Patrick. So, Pat, what do you think, man?
Hook us up.
Yeah. Get a hold of us. All right, so we're kind of making our way into fall season, which means football. Ooh. Football, buddy. I like hot weather, but I love football. So, NFL starting out. I know you watch NFL. What's your prediction? Each conference, who's going to the big game and who's going to win it?
Each conference?
Yeah.
Man.
I know sometimes I get them mixed up who's in what conference. But.
Yeah, I think the Rams are going to be back. They got a really good team. And I hate to say it, but you can
don't
never,
do it.
Yeah,
don't freaking,
you know,
say it.
You can't ever count the Patriots out. I hate it, but you know, we're from Indiana, and I'm a Colts fan. I'm also a Broncos fan because Peyton went there. I as much as I love Andrew Luck, I don't think he's a franchise player. I think he gets hurt a lot, and he holds on to the ball entirely too long, and I can honestly see him having a great career as far as stats goes.
Yeah.
But as far as rings, I don't think he'll get any. I hate to say that, but
yeah,
I think it's true.
I'm got some active birds around here. I'm with you. I love Andrew Luck. You know, he was supposed to be the next Peyton Manning. He comes in just injury plagued, you know. I don't think we've had him a season that he hasn't been injured. I could see him getting at least a playoff win or two for us before he, you know, retires or leaves. My prediction, Rams as well. And I think the Chiefs, man. I think they're going to – I think this
Chiefs
is the year
good.
The Pats don't make it. I think the Chiefs are going to get it. And
the difference is with Tom Brady – he just redid a deal for 3 years, which would put him at...
like 68 or something?
Yeah, like 42, I think, maybe 43.
40.
He's running a 40-yard dash faster at 40 years old than he did when he was in college.
It's that money, dude. The right trainers, you know?
And he's willing to take less money on this new contract he did just to build a better team around him. And then you get Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, guys that just cause problems and it's all about me and they're not team players, those guys will probably never get a Super Bowl.
Right.
You're already making tons of money. Invest it wisely. Quit trying to buy all these cars and homes that you don't need. And
it does help that Tom's wife is like the highest paid supermodel, I think, of all time.
I don't think it really matters. I mean, he probably makes more money off endorsements and stuff.
No, dude, she makes, like, way more than him.
Well,
I mean it. But, yeah, as far as his NFL check, he doesn't care.
No.
You know?
No, he's there to have the bling.
Yeah.
The drip.
And I can't stand him, but, you know, he's still a good player.
That's what they call it nowadays, the drip.
The drip? I think I've heard that.
When I was in school, the drip meant something completely different.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
But now, it's a good thing to have.
Okay. If you had to be an inanimate object for an
what?
Inanimate object. I kind of blah blah.
It's that coffee.
For an entire year, what would you choose to be? So it can't be a living thing or person or of any
just
kind.
Something that's just in a home, huh?
Just it doesn't have to be in a home. I mean, it could be your little globe thing back here, anything like that. A whole year. I'll tell you mine, give you time
okay.
to think. So I got a couple. First one, just because I think pure entertainment, a Taco Bell drive-through speaker.
That'd be good.
Imagine the crazy stuff you would see and hear. I mean, I think it would get old after like a week, but I think it'd be endless entertainment, you know?
Uh-huh. I mean, you were the one that said you were going to lick a doorknob, right, at a bar?
I don't even remember the context there, so I'm going to say no. I would not.
Planes looking
for
the geese.
You have a loud yard. You just got a lot of shit going on.
I live by an airport, man. I do. So I need to move out in the country.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to be a Taco Bell drive-through kiosk or whatever you call it. What are you going to be?
I would be a vehicle.
What kind and where?
Where
would you wanna?
Probably like a semi.
What?
I don't know, it sounded bad, but
okay.
Because you're gonna be on the road more. You're gonna get to see a lot of weird things. You get to travel. You get to see other drivers. You get to see pretty weird things on the interstate, truck stops. I'm gonna go with the semi.
That wouldn't be, I don't know about semi, I think like a limousine out in, maybe out in Vegas or Miami. Imagine that. That's just the wild stuff you'd see there too. Other one I had, and this was kind of going off of last weekend, I was down in Nashville for a bachelor party. And we've actually done it before a few years ago. It was a Joyride golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Joyride is like the company name, but hop on a golf cart, they take you around town. You can do a couple, I think we did more of the scenic thing, but
yeah.
We went on a pub crawl where you hop around to different bars and stuff. Really good time. Just in the 24 hours we were there, we saw some wild, wild stuff. So I can't imagine on a daily basis what that thing would see. I think that'd be entertaining.
I would say if you're some kind of object at a bar, you can pick anything.
Like the beer tap.
The beer tap, yeah. You can just be a beer tap.
You'd be
tap.
Right there at the bar front.
You would see all kinds of stuff.
That'd be, yeah.
You'd probably be sitting at a good level, too, to see.
Yeah, that's facts, yeah. Where would you, okay, so if you're a keg tap, what bar would you want to be at? Or what town?
A bar in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be somewhere where I'm going to see a lot of stuff going on. I mean, there's bars here, too, but it's probably the same people.
Yeah,
Vegas, you're going to
you
get.
Know.
Yeah, Vegas, you're going to see all kinds of people, celebrities. And
right.
Probably be like a, do they actually have the bars in like the VIP area in Vegas?
I don't have enough money to go to those, so I'm not really sure. I'm sure they do. Or if they, maybe you got your own like person that just shuffles
in. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking they just serve you. I don't think they have an actual bar because, I mean, people aren't going to get up and just walk themselves.
Right. In VIP. I know when I was there a few years ago, we had a group of, I don't know, five or six guys. We went up to one of the cabana things. Like, oh, how much? You know, half a day, whatever. And it's right, I think it was at Club Rehab or something. It's one of the pool.
Club whatever. Rehab?
Yeah. They had a show on MTV about it. But so you go up there and it's like, oh, okay, I'm thinking $200 or $300 for half the day. We all split it. It's not bad. Give me just ballpark. What do you think?
$2,500.
Five grand,
wow.
So it was going to be like almost $1,000 for half a day. So we passed. We ended up just standing. Because there's a couple like, okay, you got a little awning here too you can kind of hang out at, which would be a little weird for six dudes to be on two chairs. that was still like $1,000. So we passed on that too. But, you know. Imagine six dudes hanging out on two chairs.
Six dudes on two chairs. Sounds like a...
There's our next title, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie or a... Yeah, it's definitely going to be our title. Six dudes on two chairs.
Yep. You going to stop it?
Or... I'm trying, man. So Apple, you know, you have Apple Pay where you can use your phone and pay at some places. Depends where you live, I guess. They are actually coming out with their own Apple credit card.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't sound... I mean, it sounds kind of weird because they're not really a bank. But what sounds weird is they actually have a page listed on their webpage on how to take proper care of the Apple credit card. Things listed is use a lint-free microfiber cloth to clean it. You can moisten.
Do you hate the word moist? A lot of people do.
Well, you take a cloth, put some rubbing alcohol on it, make it moist, and then you can clean that card.
With the moist cloth.
And it says, to protect the finish of the card, keep away from leather, and denim.
Why? What is this made of?
It's a white card. So Apple, you have Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, high maintenance.
You got good products, but it's a freaking credit card, man.
I mean, it's going to get scratched up.
As long as the card swipes on the back, I really don't care what it looks like. And I've had cards where that strip, that magnetic strip's gone. And they have to type it in. I mean,
this kind of sounds like, you know, was the guy from Firefest or Festival Fire, whatever it was. They had a...
I just watched that again the other day. I can't think of his name now.
Billy McFarlane.
Yes, there you go.
So he had this group, and I don't remember what it's called now, but that was like elite or high-end. It was basically a high-end credit card for big spenders. And it was like something that, like, say this is the card, you would like walk around with pride having this, and something that was like real heavy. And it seems a lot like that to me. See the point.
He sold bracelets. He sold like a bracelet for like 50 grand.
One bracelet?
There's a bracelet that you'd use that had like the magnetic thing in it that you could go and get access to all this stuff that was a fraud. But he, because I just watched it last weekend, it's funny you brought it up, because they had a meeting and they needed to raise like $3 million in a weekend.
Yeah, and he like flew to New York or something, right?
So he flew to New York, came back with $3 million, and part of his ideas were stuff like that bracelet. But yeah, that's, I don't know, Apple, great products, but...
We're not calling you Billy McFarlane.
No, absolutely not. You guys...
Still kind of weird, I think.
It's weird, yeah.
Maybe there's a market for it, though.
I'm not going to take care of my credit card. I mean, surprised they don't sell, like, a little stand for it or something. So when you come home, right. You can place it on the stand.
With a little light that's under it to help glow.
Yeah, I don't know. Like a plastic protecting glass or something you can wear on your hip. You know, speaking of wearing on your hip. What's your opinion on fanny packs?
Oh, fanny packs? Okay, I thought you were going with the cell phone on the hip.
No, I'm going fanny packs. I'm seeing more and more fanny packs here recently.
One of your neighbors.
My neighbor, is that? No, that's not the asshole.
Like Darlene.
Darlene.
No, so when I was a kid and growing up, dude, fanny packs were, I mean, they were the hot thing, you know. Everybody had them. Not cool for about 20 years. And now they're coming back around. I will never wear one. My wife has one.
That's true, really?
Yeah. I think she looks pretty good in it, man.
I'm not a fanny pack. So you're pro fanny pack.
It's practical. You put your ID, your cell phone, whatever else you're into, you know, in there. You got your jewel. You can put your jewel in it.
My jewel.
The vape thing.
Oh, is that what they call those?
I'm saying I'm pro fanny pack.
I'm a little disappointed. Is that
in me?
Yeah, I am. I wonder if there's like a something has to do with people drink coffee, wear fanny packs.
Let's do another poll, and then maybe we can relate. Yeah, we can kind of tie something together here. So what do diet do people?
No, we're not fanny pack. We're pockets.
Pockets.
Yeah, I mean that's why they make pockets on clothes. You put stuff in it.
Well, like I said, I'm not going to wear one, but I think they are practical.
I think deep down you're probably going to wear one.
There might be a day.
I think we need to do a podcast and you need to wear one.
Just wear a fanny pack the whole
time? Now, if I was going to wear one.
Ah, so you're saying there's a chance.
No. I'm saying if I ever wore one for the podcast, I think I'm doing the satchel.
The satchel?
Across the chest.
God. Okay.
I'm not wearing it around my waist. That's a new dance, by the way. Did you know that?
What?
Right here? The buckle.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Guess I'm a little out of touch with
Well, we
dances.
Are. We already know you're out of touch. But.
Yeah. So you would do the satchel fanny pack. What would you put in this said fanny pack?
If I was to wear one, it'd probably have to have like a built-in cooler, and I'd carry around some Diet Mountain Dew. Maybe my keys.
And your Apple credit card.
My Apple credit card. Well, no, because it can't fucking touch anything.
That's true. That's a fact. You got to have it.
The Apple card can't touch anything, so it's not going to go in the fanny pack.
No, I know what you need. If you get an Apple credit card, get one of those chains that has like the clear thing that it can, so you can wear it around your neck.
What if I wear a jean jacket?
Do you have a denim jacket?
I don't.
You wear a denim jacket, I'll wear a fanny pack on the next podcast.
Well, I don't know if I can go get one. For one.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Not right now.
Urban Outfitters, dude. Hop on there.
I'm sweating right now. I'm not wearing a jean jacket.
So we need to wait until like February.
We need to wait until winter. But we will do an episode where
fanny pack, denim jacket.
Yeah, I'll wear a denim jacket. I'll rock a denim jacket.
You know, and watch us turn into like the next fashion trend. They're like, holy smokes, these two have got it figured out.
Pretty sure it's not going to happen.
You know what would, that would be the freaking video though that would explode.
Probably.
That would be our luck.
Jeans, denim jacket, and I'll probably bust out a cowboy hat.
And New Balances. You got to wear New Balances.
With a cowboy hat?
With the New Balance 983s or what, the grandpa or the dad shoes?
The Velcro shoes?
No, they're the ones that like every dad has, like above the age of 50.
What's bad is those used to be popular.
What is it?
The New Balance shoes.
Yeah, they used to be, but these I don't think these were ever popular.
Just like the pure white. Yeah. Okay.
White laces, white sole. Yeah.
May need some donations to update my wardrobe for a podcast.
Goodwill, man. Be $10 in, and like that Macklemore song, you know?
Smells like piss on R. Kelly sheets.
All right, so I read an article earlier this week, the friendliest states in the U.S.
Tennessee, number one?
No. Whoops.
Had me fooled.
Tennessee was number two.
Oh, okay.
What do you think was number one? Blew me away. I would have...
Montana?
No.
Wyoming?
Nope. Thinking wrong. I would have never... I wouldn't be friendly here. I'll say that. And you know... It's on the northern side of the states. Touches another country.
Alaska?
Nope.
Okay.
Minnesota,
obviously, I don't know.
Right. Minnesota.
Well, probably because they're just so happy to see people.
Maybe.
I mean, they
Someone's
don't...
Someone's here.
Yeah. Hey, somebody's outside. It's, you know, I can actually see them because there's not 5 feet of snow outside.
Right. So, Minnesota, Tennessee, South Carolina were the top three. Where do you think Indiana rated?
Oh, I'd say it's probably in the 40s.
Sixth.
Really?
I would like to know where they went in Indiana.
Me too, because there's a lot of assholes living in
there
Indiana.
There are. I guess it depends where you go. I don't know where that place is, but Kentucky was 19th. Least friendly state in the U.S. What do you think?
New York. New York or California?
I was thinking California. No, New York.
I can see that.
I've never been there, but
I see New York Jersey.
People have attitude.
New Jersey.
Jersey, yeah. There's your boy.
Yeah. Some nice socks he has.
Look at them socks, dude. Just 2 foot long socks.
I don't know.
He has his penny loafers on.
Hopefully he falls in that trash can.
He's digging through his own trash.
Yeah, he's a tool.
This is horrible, like, since you can't see.
Yeah, and I don't want to put him on there. I don't want to give him any. Know my luck, he would go viral and
become
famous or something and get sued. And
dickhead.
Did he wave at you?
No.
Did he flip you off?
No, he looked right at me when I waved.
Yeah, he's a tool.
Douche.
I was walking the other day, and I walk back in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to be out the front, and I kind of did the same thing. I kind of looked at him. He just kind of gave me evil glare, and I go, nice socks. And I just kept walking.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What'd he do?
He just looked at me. Anyway, what were we talking about? Friendly state. I can
friendly
see
states, yeah.
Tennessee. I'll give Tennessee props. Every time I've been to Tennessee, everybody's always so friendly.
Yeah.
It blows me away. I think it's probably why one of my favorite states to visit.
I do like going there. It's been a while.
But... And truthfully, Indiana is not that bad. I mean, certain cities I think are better than others, but for the most part, you know, I think, especially in the rural counties and cities, I mean, people are pretty friendly.
Right.
Yeah, I am a little shocked about Minnesota, though.
Yeah, that was surprising. I've been to Minnesota.
I have not.
I don't know that I really felt good or bad. I mean, everybody was okay.
Maybe you didn't see nobody because it was snowing.
No, it wasn't snowing. But, I mean, it was okay. Hawaii, which I figured would be, like, way up. Don't quote me here, but I want to say it was, like, in the 20s. It's weird to me. Seems like a happy place, you know?
Are you hot right now?
I'm pretty warm. Can you, yep, you can see the sweat here.
Yeah, we're sweating.
Yep.
I feel like I'm getting suntan on one side of my body.
I'm burning right here. Need some baby 50 for my forehead.
So the next podcast will probably be like this, facing one way, because we'll be messed up more than normal. So I think we have our next on-site podcast that we need to do. Okay, we did the taco run, whatever we called it. And we actually had somebody reach out and said they went to Roscoe's Taco just because they watched the podcast. So thank you. At least I know you watched and you agreed. You said it was pretty good.
Thank you, and you're welcome, Roscoe's. We brought you a customer.
Yeah. There's a feud going on Twitter between which chicken sandwich is better, Popeyes or Chick-fil-A.
I've heard about this.
So I really feel like OMG needs to go figure this out. And Wendy's is now getting in. They just kind of inserted themselves into the conversation. And as a franchise or as a company is tweeting that they have best chicken. So
I feel like they're the one that always gets in. I mean, they have great marketing team because I feel like they always involve themselves in these arguments. And they're like, they're good. I mean, it's pretty entertaining, whoever's doing their
So, PR. There's three. We need a fourth of who has a really good chicken sandwich. And I think we need to go on site and find out for ourselves.
I'm down. Let's do it. But one thing, man.
I'm actually kind of hungry right now. We probably could do
it. I am too. But it's going to be hard to vote against the Lord's food. Chick-fil-A, dude. How do you... I mean, you know, you say Popeyes or you say Wendy's, whatever.
Well, it depends. I mean, if we go shoot on a Sunday, Chick-fil-A's
out of the running.
Out of the running because they didn't show up.
I'm going to say hands down, though. What are we basing this off of? Just flavor? Or, if you do it off of customer service, Chick-fil-A wins. I'm going to go ahead and hand it out.
Do you like that? Do you like the it's my pleasure? And do you honestly keep a straight face whenever they say my pleasure?
I think it's cool. It's a little cheesy.
I think it's a little over the top, and I laugh every time.
You laugh at them when they say that?
I try not to, but I laugh inside.
I'm sure they love when you laugh at them and they're being professional.
It's over the top, though. That's the thing.
It is. It's too much, but, I mean, and there's a, I'm not going to name them, but there's an establishment near us that offers, they do kind of service industry. Every single time you call, they say, hi, it's so-and-so with this company. How can I earn your business? That's how they answer the phone every time.
Well, that I like. I mean, that I think is great. I just think that you handed me a sandwich and fries. It's not your pleasure.
They did it with pleasure.
It's not your pleasure because there's other things that you would rather be doing.
There's other things, I'm sure, than this gentleman that answers the phone a certain way would rather be doing too.
Yeah, but he's trying to earn business. That's what his job is.
And they're trying to keep business.
I just feel like when you say that's my pleasure, it's like that's a personal thing. Those people are getting paid to be there. If they just volunteered their time to show up, then it's truly their pleasure.
I don't know, man. I like that they do that. I think it's a good business model. If you don't, you know, if it's not truly your pleasure, you're not going to be around for the long haul with Chick-fil-A.
So give me something on a professional side of things that you absolutely hate that people do. And here's mine. If you leave a voicemail for somebody, and in their voicemail, they say, I will get back to you at my earliest convenience. That goes all through me. I hate that saying. Because you're basically telling me you don't have time, and whenever I feel like it, I'm going to call you back.
When it's convenient, I'll get back with you.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people you probably have on yours.
You know, I'm kind of, as you said that, I'm like, because it kind of irks me too, and I'm pretty sure mine says that. I'll give you a call as soon as I can. Something like, you probably set this up because you know mine
No,
says
I
that.
Don't. I just, that, because it does, like, well, and I know Chick-fil-A is just trying to be nice, and don't get me wrong, they're a great chain, great restaurant, and the staff is friendly. I'm just kind of giving them a hard time, but it is a little uncomfortable whenever they're handing you a bag of food, and, oh, it's my pleasure. I don't know. That's just me. But
just your pet peeve, huh?
But when I, you know, call people for business and they say, I'll get back to you earliest convenience, I'm just like, really?
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, kind of hypocritical because I'm pretty sure mine says that.
Well, you probably need to change that.
Yeah.
Because next podcast, I'm going to like put you on blast and check it out and be like, yep,
he still has this guy. Another one I can't stand is when someone doesn't have their voicemail set up or it's full. You know, I mean, I get it, like, it happens, it gets full, whatever, but it's like when you've tried for, just say, a week to call somebody, and you still can't get to them.
Well, here recently,
drives me insane.
Apple had a glitch where your messages would say they're gone, and you go to the deleted file, and they're gone, but it still would not let you leave one. And you had to actually go in, because I got with a buddy that works at a cell phone company, and you had to program a couple of things in your phone, reboot it and erase it and reset it up to fix it. Because we had that issue, and you know, it's probably because Apple will spend too much time worrying about how to clean their damn credit cards instead of working on
setting the criteria of cleaning their cards
on their phones. But
Florida man. This one hails out of Dayton Beach, Florida. Freaking hilarious, and I honestly could see you trying this with your with a certain neighbor of yours.
His dog's watching us, by the way,
staring at us the last 20 minutes.
I'm pretty sure he was sent there to spy.
Looks like golden doodle.
Yeah, I don't know.
Big fluffy, it's a cute dog, I'll give him that. Man was threatening his neighbors with bug spray and nunchucks because of their loud music. Right after spraying them with roach spray, he was swinging his nunchucks and hit himself in the freaking face. Cops nice. Show up, arrest him.
That won't be me. I don't use the nunchucks anymore. I retired those.
Do you have some?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
Who does have nunchucks? I mean,
I do not.
Really?
Yeah.
Put that on my resume. It's
like, who, of all weapons, why would you break out the nunchucks and roach spray?
Why would you not break out nunchucks?
I guess the roach spray, I'm thinking a wasp. It goes like 10 feet.
Yeah, wasp spray goes far.
Safe distance there, yeah. But that's still weird.
Have you ever?
Then you just
kick somebody's ass with some nunchucks?
I don't know, honestly, that I've ever tried to use them.
I really don't have any, but...
I know you didn't.
That'd be kind of cool if I did.
But that would have been me, probably, honestly. First try without them, like, trying to be a hard ass, whipping the nunchucks back and forth, and smack. And then the cops pull up and arrest him. It's a bad day for Florida man.
I picture you getting in an argument with, like, this neighbor.
With a fanny pack on.
With a fanny pack on, and then in the fanny pack, you pull out the nunchucks, and you start...
I think, honestly, he would be scared out of his mind and run back in his
house. I don't think he would. That dude's nuts. That dude's like...
I'm burning up.
Half that. Yeah, I'm sweating.
He's half what?
He's half the size of me. He probably sees me pointing at his house constantly right now. But, you know, like I said, he came out chasing me in his pajamas and got in my face. I mean, he's like 100 years old.
Yeah, well, he's fearless. What's he got to lose, you know?
His socks.
His 2-foot socks.
Yeah, there's like he's wearing shorts and they're literally up to his kneecaps.
He kind of seems like he would be one of those guys in a Florida man story. Just fly off the chain and do something just insane.
Probably.
You know?
God, I'm really looking forward to this podcast with the fanny pack.
I'm looking forward to the denim jacket.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna rock it. I just don't know if they make denim this big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think they make it for a fat man?
I'm sure they do.
Well, right, maybe my new style. I may just wear it all the time.
Denim jacket, Kurt. Actually, now that I think about it, I doubt the odds of you finding one your size at Goodwill are probably zero.
Exactly. I'm about to buy it brand new. It's probably going to be custom made.
Custom made.
Probably going to get diamonds put on it. Get
your name embroidered right here.
I think so.
Like a mechanic.
I may just turn it into like a biker jacket and just make a... like OMG or Odd Talk with Kurt and Cameron patch on the back.
With our faces.
Yeah.
My wife could actually embroider that. We could make it happen.
Is that a little weird though, wearing your own face on a jacket?
I feel like a lot of people do that, though, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
If he had a logo.
Like Theo Vaughn, he's got a pretty funny podcast. He's just came out with a clothing line. His face is on it.
Theo Vaughn's a little bit more popular than we are, though.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm not saying he's not, but you never know. That could be the big break.
I'm just thinking that
Kurt Settle jacket.
If I go out in public with a jean jacket with our faces on it, me and some other guy.
Some other guy. Thanks, dude.
Well, they may not know us, so they're just going to look and be like, oh, that's a picture of himself.
That's this dude.
Who's the other guy?
That's going to look,
I'm probably going to end up on people of Walmart website.
Maybe. But might be worth it.
Yeah.
You going to put our logo above it?
Well, yeah, if I'm going to embarrass myself.
Make it for the, I can't say for the brand. That's
you're still on that for
the
somebody.
Podcast.
Man, you're still on that for somebody else. We got to...
That's Boomstick's line, dude.
Yeah, we gotta come up with our own. We really need our own. You know, you got For the Brand for Pat McAfee, you got Gang Gang
and
for
that
Theo
hitter.
Vaughn and Hitter. We need our own. We need to come up with something.
Just think on it.
Something better than six guys on two chairs.
Six guys? Yeah, we're not gonna go with that one. Not that one. The Cousins. Well, no, that's taken too. The Cousins.
We just need like a saying. We need a phrase.
CCTV.
Yeah, but that's not.
Kurt Camp. Yeah.
But how are you gonna how are you gonna bring that into the middle of a podcast? Like you sign off.
This is CCTV signing off. That's exactly how you do it. What do you think?
I'm not a fan.
Got it.
Not a fan.
I think that's pretty good. Dude,
I think we put it in the parking lot, and we revisit that one.
In the parking lot?
But we need to. But we need
in the back pocket. Isn't that the same? Put it in my back pocket.
It depends.
Parking lot. I set it in the parking lot.
Put it in the parking lot and continue our search on another
a name.
Yeah, another CC. Sign off phrase, catchphrase. The only thing I see that we say on a regular basis is the word "so." Which is annoying every time I listen or watch to do the editing. I'm like, God, I say that all the time. I need to stop. But
yeah.
It's really hard to do.
And I think we need to go back to our like wild intros where you would say something more often than not. It wasn't funny, but it back, it is funny.
Just mix it up.
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that.
This is Young Curtis signing on with CCTV.
Now you're changing the name of the show. I don't want to change the name of the show. We've already done that once.
That's true.
We just need a catchphrase, man. So I got a question for you. The last time that you were in a sex shop, did you sanitize your hands when you left?
I have not been in one.
Okay. I was just trying to catch you off guard there.
That didn't work. Sorry, dude.
Okay, so
what was your where were you going with there?
That was the question. I just wanted to get you in a situation.
Get me in a pickle there.
Pickle.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the right term to use for a sex shop.
I don't think it is.
Pickle in the sex shop.
While you were getting set up and everything, I walk over in your rock garden here and I found a blue rock. Mm-hmm. What is this?
It's a glow-in-the-dark rock.
You have one glow-in-the-dark rock?
No.
In your rock garden?
So my wife thought it'd be a great idea to buy these glow-in-the-dark rocks, put it in our landscaping so at night they kind of sparkle. She bought like two bags. The problem is there's a total of maybe 100 rocks to mix in with like 5,000 rocks. I don't know if it's 5,000.
I think it's a lot more than 5,000.
It's probably a lot more than 5,000 rocks. But
it's like the M&M in a jar thing.
So
I'm never good at that.
So when you say there's one, there's not.
Dude, I'll be honest with you. I looked around for a solid 3 or 4 minutes, and I found Uno rock.
They're probably buried. Birds probably picked them up. Rabbits may have ate them. I don't know.
That's all right.
Shit happens.
It does, apparently.
Are you going to take that home with you?
I might. You don't need it. It's not like it's lighting anything up.
It shines a path for the dogs so they know where to go.
All right. I'll leave it.
You gonna put whatever.
There you go.
You gonna put that? See, that's how they get lost, just like that.
It's sitting right. You can see it from here.
Yeah, I bet somebody walks over that, gets buried. It's probably underneath there. There's all kinds of glowing dark rocks, and they don't glow because they don't get sun.
That one will now. It's on top.
It is. I think y'all keep that in your fanny pack.
I can do that.
So would it defeat the purpose if you had a clear see-through fanny pack?
I think that's what you have to take now to like games and like NFL games and.
Well,
stuff
yeah,
like
see-through
that.
Purse, but people take fanny packs to games.
I don't know.
All right, my last question. If you wanted to annoy the crap out of someone, say they were locked in a room and you had to play one song on repeat over and over and over, what would you choose?
So, as you know, I don't know if I've stated on here, but I was when I was over at IU, I pledged for a fraternity and went through that whole process. And part of that process, they, I can't, you know, disclose everything, but there was a song that was played on repeat for, it was like 12 hours. And you're like in this area and cannot escape the song. And it was, it's the Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I would play that one because I've had a personal experience with it. The first two rounds, it's like, yeah, it's upbeat song, and then it freaking, it just drives me insane.
So I think
that I would pick that one.
For 12 hours? I don't think that'd be that bad. So okay. I was thinking, like, the Macarena, however you say
Macarena.
It. Macarena.
Mac and cheese.
The mac and cheese. Yeah.
I can see that.
That gets annoying.
I think there's a lot of songs that you could go with here.
See, I'm the type of person, though, I could listen to the same song.
Old Town Road? Could you listen to that one for 12 hours?
I don't know about that. But, so when I listen to music, I don't really listen to the words that much. I guess I listen more to the beat. Because my wife will be like, something about a line in the song, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, what are you talking about?
You
did, I didn't even hear it,
you just listening
know?
To the bass.
Yeah, it's just how I am. So.
Yeah, okay.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. Hot Talk with Kurt and Cameron. Like this video, share it, tag your friends, tell
thumbs
your
up.
Mom, stepmom, sister, brother.
Your dog, tell everybody.
Grandma,
about
grandpa, neighbors, fanny pack lovers.
Denim lovers,
New
Balance wearers.
People with a strong interest in chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, dude. I'm ready to get out of your backyard.
It's like a jungle, man.
All right, later party people.
See you guys.